Hello everyone, welcome back to Sickly Vegans Podcast, a podcast about why my knees hurt so damn much all the time.
Yeah, and why my body is disintegrating like a piece of spinach in a frying pan.
I think the worst part about being vegan is just cooking that spinach and it being like one tablespoon at the end.
Yeah, when you use like three bags.
Right, all yeah. Shriveled up and everything.
Exactly. There's no reward. There's no reward for spinach. My name is Mike.
And my name is Jenny. Welcome back to podcast number two.
Yeah. Or welcome to podcast number two.
Welcome to podcast number two. Yeah. That's right, because you guys haven't heard it, but you will.
We've heard it a couple times. Okay, so why do my knees hurt so much? So this is something I asked myself like a week ago. I was walking around and my knees were getting all wobbly. And I was thinking back to like when my grandmother told me about when her knees used to hurt, like it would rain that day.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
You heard that before, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, is it gonna rain today? And then rain. It was super sunny. I was like, man, my knees are off. I need to get them recalibrated. But no, I was like, wow, am I going to break my legs walking up a staircase because of my diet, because of my vegan diet?
Well, I can debunk that real quick because I broke my leg and I was not vegan at the time. So It definitely wasn't the veganism. Ooh,
coming for you, meat eaters. All right. Starting off hot in this podcast.
I just want to fight. Yeah. No, please, don't take it that way. I'm a peacemaker, tree hugger, everything on that spectrum.
She's considered a super lightweight in boxing.
Oh, what am I?
Isn't that how it goes? Lightweight.
I thought I was okay. I'm pretty okay. Decent. I don't know.
No. I mean like weight wise. Doesn't go like lightweight, welterweight.
You know what? I just like to punch things. Yeah. I don't really go into the details. But for all my boxing friends, sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah. Just like punch things. Yeah. So my knees were killing me. And I was like, oh, shoot. I said, this is it. This is the enemy. 25-year-old Mike is gonna
drop dead.
He's gonna drop dead in the middle of a Whole Foods.
Ain't nobody gonna want you.
In front of tofu, yeah. Nobody. Everyone's gonna be like, ew, is that a vegan? And they're gonna sweep me.
Less desirable thing.
I'm like a fly. I'm like a dead fly. They're gonna sweep me and then they're gonna throw me in trash.
You know what? No one cares about a fly that's alive either. So.
Wow. That sounds like another podcast.
We will talk about, I swear, we are here to you know, talk about these little animal lives, like insects and spiders and stuff.
We'll talk about everything.
Well, you know what? As a vegan, we hear about so many myths, right? Before starting any kind of diet, I'm just going to advise to you, just like it says it on the instructions on any vitamin that you take, please consult a doctor before starting a specific diet. And it's true. You need to look into it. You need to read into it. Please don't be like me where I was vegetarian the last hour and the next hour I was vegan. You know, it's really kind of, you have to do the study in order to be a healthy person overall. You know, even if you eat meat on your daily basis, you need to be taking a multivitamin all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think there's anybody who could get enough intake at all. It's either you're missing vitamin D, you know, vitamin B12, omega-3s for vegans. Take them omega-3s.
Yeah. There's a regular list of things that we may be missing.
Right.
But you know what? I think a lot of people are missing a lot of stuff.
Right.
I don't think anybody is healthy. People eat meat. People don't eat meat. I mean, I feel like recently with the stress from like school.
Yeah.
I've been eating fried potatoes. Fried potatoes.
For those of you who haven't tried breakfast, fried potatoes. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Vegan fried potatoes, it's just french fries.
Yeah.
Except for McDonald's fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Because they put beef seasoning.
Yep.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know that. Newsflash.
Stay away.
There's gonna be a headline on Fox News.
No, but really, I mean, we hear all the time about, you know, how it's not healthy to be a vegan or before, you know, when you become a vegan, there are certain struggles that you will have.
Our bones are gonna break easily.
Right.
My father told me, he was like, are you sure you wanna be vegan? He said, I heard their nails fall off. I said, nails? I said, well, I bite my nails, so I think they're already going to fall off. And then
I do it on purpose.
Yeah, I do it on purpose. This is my design. Yeah, I do it on purpose.
Yeah, no, and you know, like my mom always used to tell me, becoming a vegan will make you anemic. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And she knows that I was vegetarian since I was 13, yeah. And I was anemic.
Yeah,
you know, I've been vegan for almost a year now, and hey, anemia has not come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
I watched my protein intake. Oh, thank you. I was like, it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, I watch my my protein intake. I do exercise often, so it's very important for me. Mm-hmm. To just, I don't want to feel anemic at all. Yeah. You know, for those of y'all who have anemia or have had it or even beginnings, trust me, it's not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally sleeping while living.
Uh-huh.
Or it just doesn't feel nice. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going back to the spinach, right? Mm-hmm. 3 bags of spinach.
Yes.
Right. That is definitely something that could, instead of eating red meat or just anything high in iron that's not vegetables. I mean, spinach is such a good option, right? But you know, I've heard a story. It was I think it was one of the who's Thor? What's his name again? The actor.
I have no idea.
Oh shoot, I forgot.
The hot one.
I mean, they all are. But
you're right.
But one of them, I believe, one of the brothers was named Miley Cyrus. Anyways, he was vegan.
Oh, Hemsworth.
Hemsworth?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he wrote a book. That sounds like a
That's
old
Hemingway.
Book. Hemingway. We're dumb. And we're vegan. We're dumb because we're vegan.
That is right. Which brings up a second article that I want to bring up. But hey,
let's
prove your point first.
So he was vegan and then he stopped being vegan because he was eating a lot of spinach and he ended up getting kidney stones, I believe.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So he then started saying like, you know, he shouldn't go vegan and. I mean, I don't think he was really proclaiming, he was really putting it out there, like, you know, veganism is bad, but,
right.
I mean, you know, there are some downfalls that, you know, we don't want to make this podcast seem like, oh, become vegan. We're trying to be realistic.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's why I said my knees hurt, because maybe there is something I'm deficient in because I'm not eating healthy, but then again, there's a lot of people not eating healthy.
Yeah. And you know what? And it goes back to just looking for what makes you happy, but also what keeps you healthy, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to be consistent and realistic with yourself. Uh-huh. There has been a lot of actresses who said, like, hey, I was vegan for this amount of time, but I couldn't do it because, you know, I was making my health suffer. And I get it. I mean, it's sometimes we just don't focus too much on what we're intaking, or we don't know, or we're not I want to say intelligent, but I would say informed about what we're putting into our bodies. So I'm guessing that these actors or actresses, or even regular people, right, are missing something from their diet, something very important, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is why you always have to go to your doctor, make sure you get the blood work, you know, look into 3 months into your diet, hey, is this working for me? Mm-hmm. Or is this just making mm-hmm. me more sick? Because we have to be realistic in that sense that, yeah, this is something completely new to our bodies. It's either going to adjust or you're just going to mess it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if he was consuming too much spinach to get kidney stones or some kind, again, like, you know, rule of thumb for anything is consuming too much of something is never healthy, right? You know how, like, back in the day they said avocados were bad for you? Well, we all know it's a healthy fat. Now all of a sudden they're superfood,
uh-huh.
but then also consuming too much of it is not healthy at all.
Mm.
So it just goes back to, again, that rule of thumb.
Yeah. I mean, too much of anything is bad.
Right. Too much of anything except is not a good thing.
Donuts.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They're on a pedestal. You can eat as many as you want. That's
donuts
like
donuts and croissant.
It's not even croissant. Negative calories. It's like non-existent.
Yeah, don't even.
They come from heaven.
No, when I'm calculating my calories, I don't even put in the donut.
Don't even put it in.
And don't even put it in. Yeah. Right, because it's mostly air.
Yeah. It's also a
It's a fact.
Exactly.
It's mostly air.
It's fluffy like a pillow, so it has to be air.
Yeah.
No, but helpful. Really, you know, it comes down to doing your research at the end of the day.
Yeah, but. So see what works for you. You have to. As Jenny said, you have to gauge it, get your blood work done, see if it works. I didn't do that, so I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, But I did it based off of how I felt. And I felt so good. I felt so good. I was getting so tired of meat.
Yeah.
My body was just not digesting it properly. And I was already lactose intolerant. But you know lactose intolerant people. I always think about the Elmo meme where he's on the toilet.
Oh,
and he's
like,
how lactose intolerant people always are. And he's dancing on the toilet, right? Because people who are lactose intolerant, they're willing to risk it.
They're willing to risk it to just kind of get it out.
Yeah,
flush it out of their system.
Yeah, they're risking the ice cream.
Coffee does that for me.
Yeah.
TMI.
TMI.
No, definitely. So, you know, me and Mike both work out. We like to work out. We like to stay active because we feel like, you know, I don't know. For some reason, like, I wake up and I eat a bowl of like blueberries, I call them bloobs. And I feel so much energy. That's just like my energy food. Like, I love to do it.
Yeah.
So if, you know, I don't go out and do something, then I just feel like kind of empty in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for those reasons, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect at this because I had to do so much research about becoming vegan in the first place. But there are supplements and there are stuff that I need to take on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to name a few, right? I do take, like, a micronutrient, which is, like, a super green food. Because we got to be realistic. I ain't going to be, like, Hemsworth eating, like, you know, a whole field of spinach.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Like, I'd be full. And plus, I don't want to eat that much spinach. I don't want to eat that much super greens.
I get
bored, too. Hey, I love my carbs.
Yeah.
But so that this is why I supplement with the super green, right? And then I also do a B12, which is super important.
Yeah.
Super, super important for us.
Yeah, B12 and
omega 3.
Yeah.
Omega 3, which if you guys didn't know, it comes from seaweed. So that's where
my
omega 3 comes from.
Hemp seed, right?
Or hemp seeds, yeah. Which
flax as well.
Flax seed, amazing.
Yeah.
And you can add into your yogurt or your overnight oats or whatever you like.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I take, my vitamin D, right? I take a vitamin C. Vitamin C because of coronavirus. I just wanted to make sure that I, and you know, intake
vitamin
that.
Vitamin C for corona.
Yeah, for corona. And then a vitamin D, which is so important, guys, because, you know, from coming from the hospitality industry, I never see the sunlight.
Mm.
I mean, thankfully, this past year I have.
Yeah.
But it's so hard for me to intake some sun. Like, there's no more sunny delight. So
yeah. I can't. Sunny delight.
I used to think sunny delight gave me some sun, some vitamin D.
What about that other one, the Tang?
Oh, the Tang.
Yeah, Tang.
Yeah, or for my Spanish people, the Calpico.
Calpico.
If you guys know where...
Isn't that Japanese?
I don't think so.
What is it? Like a yogurt drink?
No, man. It's a juice.
Oh.
It's a juice, yeah. I used to find it in my Key Food or in Trade Fair up in Queens.
Yeah. Represent so, Queens.
Represent.
Shout out to all my queens and my kings. Everybody's a queen and a king.
Yeah, by the way. Everybody.
Look yourself in the mirror and relish and... your queenfulness and your kingfulness, you beautiful people.
All right. Let's calm down.
Yeah. And, you know, B12, I don't know if you mentioned, but you get that from nutritional yeast.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's interesting.
Yes, nutritional yeast.
Yeah. So, actually, I didn't know about nutritional yeast before I became vegan, but nutritional yeast, I have no idea what it is, guys. I don't know. Do you know?
Is yeast.
Yeah, well, it looks like
that
little flakes.
It's healthy.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like little flakes.
And it's very cheesy.
And yes. So that is amazing. So we actually add nutritional yeast to like pastas or anything that we want to make cheesy. Hence why
sauces.
We get some cheesy mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And it's actually healthier than your processed cheeses, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because it's got all that,
it's natural.
All that B12.
Right. And it has the B12.
Yeah.
So, and it's really good in calories too. So that's
definitely.
Yeah, so even if you're not vegan, doesn't this make you curious? Like, go out and get some nutritional yeast, guys.
Yeah.
Especially if you love to cook.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to open some horizons for you.
I think, you know, a lot of people are scared by that label vegan, right? They look at it and they're like, ew, right? My niece, I got tricked my niece a couple times. I've given her some Ben & Jerry's vegan ice cream. And she'll scarf it down. Oh, my Lord. And then I'll be like, you know, that was vegan, right? And then she'll be like, ew, why'd you poison me? And I'll be like, well.
Be like, why are you still alive?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's true. I just added 2 years to your life. But yeah, it's people. I believe a lot of people are scared of just that label.
Yeah. So let's not label things anymore.
Yeah, just it's food.
Well, there's a whole movement out in the Europe about labeling stuff.
Ooh.
Milk, not milk. Yes. That's a whole nother topic. Yes, that's another topic.
We were definitely going to talk about that in the future.
So speaking about Europe and all these myths, because this ties into my article that I definitely wanted to kind of share with you guys.
Uh-huh.
This was something that one of my bosses sent to me. Uh-huh. Shout out to my boss if he's listening. Uh-huh. We're actually really good friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, the article reads, how a vegan diet could affect your intelligence. So I feel like, if not a myth, that's something that we can definitely debunk, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I know that this is, like, crying
uh-huh.
to me. Like, what, you know, that the dairy industry and that the meat industry is dying down, right? So then they have to come up with these articles saying, like, stuff like this, how a vegan diet could affect your intelligence. And it's not like a good article. It's about the things that we're missing.
And yeah, I read it and it wasn't very, you know, even though it is a news website, you know, mm-hmm. you would still expect to be a little bit more scientific than the way they portrayed it. They just said,
definitely.
I mean, are you going to give the background on it?
Yeah. So just a few recap.
Yeah.
This is coming from BBC Future. So it is like one of like the British articles. Down there is a big vegan movement. I think I read somewhere that 50% of the household last holidays have spent a vegan holiday for the same reason that they understand where their meat is coming from now and that they choose not to be sick, especially mm-hmm. after this pandemic.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, started with someone eating something that they're not supposed to. Uh-huh. Although not 100% proven yet.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Although not 100% proven yet. But it is something that we could have kind of not happened if someone didn't consume something. Now, yeah, there's a lot of things
that's a touchy topic. I mean,
it is a touchy topic.
As somebody in the science field, I have to follow what science says. Right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I understand. But from my point of view, you know, and I'm not trying to say that we have this all figured out.
Uh-huh.
But it's not only this, right? There was the mad cow disease a few years ago, right? Everybody know what happened to that? The cows were going mad, so we couldn't consume meat, right? There was being like there was this whole meat thing that there was no meat to eat for the same reason that our cows were sick, you know? And why our cows were sick? I mean, I can go into this for days, but you know what? The cows were sick and you couldn't eat the meat. So that's it, okay? But
all right, I'll give you that one.
Let's go back. I can talk for hours about this, but I won't.
You got the fire.
I'll do you guys a favor.
You got the fire.
But let's talk about this article. So how a vegan diet could affect your intelligence. First and foremost, they're stating that we're missing a whole lot of everything, right? That we would have to eat 50 pounds of potatoes in order for us to get our B12 intake. And I'm just like, sorry, vitamin B6. And I'm just like, really? Like, that's what they point out? Because I can tell you that every single human in this country is missing some sort of something,
mm-hmm.
you know? So vegans cannot be 100% healthy. Like, mm-hmm. we can't, because humans aren't 100% healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be deficient in something, right?
Well, I mean, we'll be led to based off our diets.
Yes, exactly. Right?
Because it's hard to find people that have a very balanced diet,
right
and then like will they keep following it,
right? Would it be consistent?
Because living in America, I mean, there's so much good food out there and greasy food, even if it's vegan or not vegan.
But I kind of feel like that doesn't become a problem until you go and do your blood work and then your doctor says, hey, you're high in cholesterol, then I'm gonna cater my diet to my high cholesterol. Like, I feel like that's where it takes part. It's never like a human is born and says, oh, I need to make sure I intake all my vitamins, all my minerals, all this. Uh-huh. Like, it was never that way. Uh-huh. Well, if you are that way, I mean, hats off to you because that's amazing. But, okay, so basically the article research states that, you know, they fed school kids soup for like a whole month that didn't have any meat in it. And then the other half of the students took meat in, right? And then it said how, like, they performed in a test. The ones, the meat eaters performed so much better than the ones that didn't eat any meat. And this was what the test was based on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn. I mean, they're kids. There's so many factors we can take into this. Yeah, and
they don't say what it consisted of. I mean, is there a link to the lab, to the article?
No. Which is, they go back into like a whole bunch of like history of like people because, who didn't eat meat, but
because, you know, as you know, as scientific articles, like, you can't base it off of one study, right? There's a lot of studies out there where where it's just one study and they said, oh, this links to this, this correlates to this, mm-hmm. but it's just, it's like people are that's why this news website mm-hmm. is like they're grabbing for the headline, right?
Right. But this is,
and they got that juicy headline. Yeah. Oh, you're stupid if you're vegan.
Right. And then people read into it and they're just like, oh yeah, you're right. I never want to be stupid, so yeah. I won't be vegan. But I mean, that stupid. This is how you know that
some people out there want to be whatever they want to be. You know, they can do whatever they want to do.
There's no such thing as stupid.
No such thing as stupid. I don't understand. Nobody is stupid in this world.
No. We're exactly. all beautiful. We're all kings and queens. Completely agree.
That's another issue with the article.
But look. Right. I'm going to write back. No, just kidding. Look. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's a cry for help for them. Like, you know, they're crying for the dairy industry and they're crying for the meat industry. Obviously, they're suffering money-wise. Yeah. So they want to make sure that they... And it's not only this article. There's so many articles out there who attack veganism. And it's like, look, at the end of the day, again, I go back to my point about what makes me vegan, is we want to live in a cruelty-free world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has its purpose. Our purpose was never to go to this extreme to kill animals for what we eat. I'm sorry. There is humane ways to do it. Not in the, you know, if it's a religious ceremony or something of that sort. But, I mean, they shouldn't be getting slaughtered like they are today. So
yeah, I think that's our main point of view, right? We're not. I mean, we would like everyone to become vegan, but you know, obviously, we know that's
not realistic.
It's not realistic, right? Based on people's diets. Once a week. And then,
maybe once a week.
Once a week, maybe just for dessert. but you know, we know different cultures out there. They're mostly meat based.
Mm-hmm.
Some cultures only eat vegetables. Right. You know, those things we understand. But if you have the opportunity to help spread a good message,
yeah,
I mean, and you like it, right? Such as like, you know, saving the animals,
or Michael for the environment.
Michael for the environment.
Yeah,
saving
vote for
me?
Pedro, right?
Vote for Pedro.
No, I'm saying that the reason why you're vegan is for the environment.
Oh yes, rather than
me for animals.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I do lean, I do for animals too, but my main one was the environmental, right? And I think, you know, that's another beautiful thing.
And actually,
thing.
Let's not lie, our health comes too, you know?
Yeah, health was number one for me.
Right.
Health
was number one. It's the reason why we became vegan, but it's not the reason why we stayed vegan.
Yes, yes. It was definitely. Health number one. Number two is the environment. Number three is the same. Poor little chickens. Poor little baby
chickens.
It's so
much more
dying.
Than chickens. Yeah, but look. You know, so tell us a little bit about, like, how you work out and, as a vegan, how that's affected you.
So, you know, not just working out, but, you know, I'll talk about a little bit everything, you know, even pertaining to this article, the intelligence factor, just to stay on topic. I don't think I've gotten, I've lost IQ points.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that being vegan has cleared my head a little bit. I'm not going to say it's clear fully. I think, you know. I mean, everybody needs therapy. So I think, you know, maybe I think that's the best way to fully, clear your mind. But also working out, I it was great. I mean, once I started eating healthier foods while being on a vegan diet,
mm-hmm.
it was crazy. I was lifting. I started lifting. My sister taught me how to lift. And I could barely push like 100 or lift. 100 and, you know, I think it was like 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And then I went vegan in like October 2019. And it was only 4 months I like went up 250 pounds with my deadlift.
Yeah.
And then, like my body, the recovery I was getting from my body was crazy. Crazy. Yeah. No soreness. I mean, a little bit of soreness, but not as sore as I used to be. I wasn't tired.
Yeah.
Like I felt so clear, right? Mm-hmm. Physical wise and mental wise.
Right.
That's why, you know, I don't like that article, because they don't really tell you what the kids were eating. Mm-hmm. Because I also think that's a big factor of veganism, right? If I was just eating potatoes and fried tofu when I first became vegan, I would have never saw those results. When I first became vegan, I was so motivated.
Right.
I was eating diced peppers and kale, and I was incorporating Beyond Meat. So I think that's another important thing, right? I mean, that's why I go back. That's why I said, with the vegan diet, or with a vegan diet, with any diet, you just eat balanced. Mm-hmm. Eat balanced.
And any diet, yeah.
Yeah, because your body is on this balancing board. And if you lean towards more fatty foods or more carb-heavy foods, you're going to fall off that balance beam.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So balance is key. Balance is definitely key. Especially with veganism, it's even more important, right? Because we talked about the vitamins and supplements. And I know people like to say, no, but if you're eating balanced, you shouldn't need the supplements. Yeah, but I mean, I think it would help. It would definitely help. But I believe everyone should take a vitamin. Right. Everyone should, you know, if you know you're low on something, take a extra dosage of that.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to extra vitamins.
Definitely.
Don't overdo it. You don't want to get kidney stones, right? You don't want to get certain things.
It's like what we said before, too much of everything is not good, I think.
So I mean, going back, my experience with it has been, I mean, positive. I mean, I definitely have seen a lot of benefits from it. Right now, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, right now, as of recently, I've been eating terribly. I feel like I always mention that. But I do see...
He just eats terrible.
All the time.
You'll hear him say that.
Listen, school stress. If I pass by White Castle, I'm entering that castle, and I'm like, excuse me, can I see the king of this castle? I would like a most delicious sack of French fries.
Let's talk about terrible, because we literally just had like air fried tofu. We had mushroom rice.
Sticky rice. Yeah, that was amazing.
What else did we have for lunch?
We had the gyoza.
Gyoza.
And some garlic aioli, vegan.
Vegan garlic aioli. Yeah, that was go really... on top of roasted cauliflower.
Oh, roasted cauliflower, yes.
So that is Michael's unhealthy term.
What?
Of your food.
What? What do you mean?
The lunch.
With the lunch itself? It was unhealthy?
That's I thought what it was you pretty said. Healthy. I know. That's what I said. It's healthy. I mean, you think that that's unhealthy.
No, I think... No. I mean, what I eat at home. When we're together, right? I think when I'm with another vegan, I'm like, no, I don't want them to see my dirty little secrets. I don't want them to see my bag of potato chips underneath my car. So...
By the way, you got to be careful with those too, because they add like milk powder to everything.
Oh, the potato chips, right? Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's like, why? Whey. Oh.
Whey.
Do they put the whey in the chips?
Whey.
Oh, no way.
No, but yeah, you just got to be real careful.
I apologize. If you want to cut off the podcast right now and leave, I understand.
No, really, don't.
Yeah. This is episode 2. Come on, you got this. Stick in there. So you know, you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it, and that's what happened at the end of my regular diet, when I was getting tired of meat and milk and stuff like that. Like, I was like, oh no, I can't do this.
Right.
Even now, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've been thinking, like, man, like, what if I was not vegan? Would I have eaten healthy? Would I have gotten that satisfaction from eating chicken and beef and getting that umami flavor, and maybe that would have led me to eat more vegetables? But then your brain goes through like this weird cycle.
I don't know what it is. Honestly, I don't. But look, and I'm not trying to say that. Look, again, we're not here to just advertise veganism, but we're here to speak the truth.
The truth
is that when you do become vegan, your body kind of craves that healthy food.
Yeah.
Look, there are times that I look at a crown of broccoli and I'm just like, damn, That crown of broccoli will look so good steamed with some garlic and some vegan butter. Yeah. Mm. You know, it just,
yeah.
You just kind of forget about, you know, everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, and I heard you speaking about your niece earlier today. So my niece said the funniest thing. You know, we hadn't seen so many vegetables in the house until, you know, I came in and kind of, you know, took them under my wing and said, hey, vegan's good for you. But vegetables are good for you too. So let's start there. Yeah. And my niece was today, she was like, whoa, she's like, I'm craving some zucchini. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. She said that, yeah.
And a 10-year-old craving zucchini. Yeah, she's like, zucchini's really good.
I was like, how much butter you put on that?
I love zucchini. No butter. Really? No butter, really? Yeah. So we're teaching them the right way.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's something about it that kind of makes you just want to eat. We don't even know we're doing it. That's the funny part. We don't even know we're eating healthy.
Because we've learned to make such great dishes. I mean, that sticky rice, fried rice you made.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that was crazy. Yeah. I you know, it was so simple too. The ingredients you told me, but like, there's so many dishes you can make taste good. Like fried tofu.
Yeah.
My mother fries tofu like she fries buttermilk chicken. And oh my Lord Jesus, it's amazing. It was some wild rice.
Hey man, tofu in general is amazing.
Yeah, and
look, a lot of people hate on tofu because they're like, it's so tasteless.
Yeah,
but it's not about that. I mean, what does chicken taste like? Tasteless.
Yeah.
So you can't say that tofu is wrong for being tasteless. I mean, all of it's tasteless.
Yeah, everything's
just make
tasteless.
It taste good.
Yeah.
Then it sounds like a personal problem. Yeah. Honestly, like, you gotta learn how to season your food.
Yeah.
No, but that brings up a good point. You know, the same thing with me. Like, there are times, and I'll be honest, that I feel kind of like down. And
yeah.
I am, you know, I am a woman. We go through womanly issues. And sometimes we just need to eat more, right? I up my protein intake all the time, you know. I up my spinach. And, hey, I crave carbs like crazy. So there's nothing wrong with carbs. Carbs is not the enemy. Yeah. And, yes, bread is vegan for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so watch out with challah breads and anything that's holla, holla. Basically French toast or something like that. You need to be careful. But there is a simple way of making challah French toast. That is vegan. Point is, don't eat eggs. The eggs is not the answer, guys. Spinach is for them cramps. You got it.
it's become the cravings have become less since.
No.
For me,
I still like donut. I crave donuts.
Yeah.
And I crave Ben and Jerry's.
Well, I mean, in the fact that I crave non-vegan stuff a little less.
Oh, yeah. Right? Because I've never had an issue. Well, I think the only issue I've had, mozzarella sticks.
I have yet to
perfect that recipe.
You know, I was actually going to bring that up.
Yeah.
But
and
I was
it
like,
sucks.
I know that was tough.
Yeah. It's one of those things we don't talk about. Yeah. One of those things we don't mention.
yeah. So, if you guys don't hear me on the next podcast, it's because I mentioned mozzarella sticks.
But if you guys have a great vegan mozzarella stick recipe, please let me know. I am dying for one, literally.
You know what? Going off that, even though we could find things to help with our cravings, right? There are certain things that we can't help, right? Like mozzarella sticks, right?
Yeah.
Like we got that mozzarella cheese, the Miyoko. Well. I don't know if
it's sorry for naming the brand, but Miyoko's, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, they're a lot of their products are good, right? And I saw the mozzarella cheese, the vegan mozzarella cheese, like, okay, this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it, and I was like, wow. I was like, no, this isn't good. And
is Miyoko's not good?
No, Miyoko's is good. I'm saying the mozzarella cheese.
Oh, the mozzarella cheese
you
didn't like.
Because, you know, they have a feta cheese. And a feta cheese is nice, right? It's close. It's very close.
Yeah.
They have a Gouda, but I think they call it something else. I think they call it farmhouse smoke.
That's amazing. Talking about veal life.
Well, no, Miyoko's. You know how it comes in the round packaging?
Yeah, that is Miyoko's.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, even to that, right, there are certain things we can't replicate.
Yeah.
Right? Because we were thinking about making vegan mozzarella sticks, but a little handful of mozzarella, vegan mozzarella is $8.
Yeah.
right? And like making like mozzarella sticks out of that, it was impossible. Because right. I mean, you don't get the same satisfaction. You're not gonna get the pull.
Well, look,
you're not gonna get the juiciness.
You know, I've had friends try out vegan cheese, and then they've said like, you know, it's not cheese, but it's pretty good. I think it tastes pretty good. So, uh-huh. I mean, shout out to Miyoko's. She's a woman CEO. That's amazing. So,
please support women business. Miyoko's is amazing. Miyoko's is amazing.
It's Women's Month, so.
Yes.
We love Miyoko's. So, why do my knees hurt so much? Well, I think everybody's knees hurt. I mean, we're aging. We're not getting any younger here. So.
I thought I was getting younger because I was vegan.
Oh, wait. Right? Yeah, you're right. We're working toward... Yo, that's a secret. That's a secret.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
No, but honestly, you just got to watch out for what you're putting in your body. Make sure that you get your multivitamin, regardless of whether you eat meat or you don't. Rule of thumb, too much of anything is not healthy. That goes for including meat. You know, that goes for including vegan cheese, and that goes for including donuts, Michael.
Yeah. except air. Air and water. You can't get enough of that.
You know, you can get enough water.
Okay.
Yes. Make sure that you guys figure out how much water you're supposed to intake according to your body. No, because I was gulping down water like I was a water tank. Like literally, I was 99% water.
Yeah.
And to figure out that I only needed certain ounces, otherwise that's not good for my body, I was like, oh, damn. Well. There I prove my point.
Yeah, I used to I don't know if this is TMI. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Let's just go.
Yeah, you know, next topic.
So we're going to end this podcast number 2. Thank you for joining us so much.
Yeah.
As always,
eat your veggies. Make sure you put at least start off with 1 crown of broccoli and then 2 crowns and then 3 crowns every week or so, add on those crowns, and my kings and my queens, we will not suffer.
I think it's time for my random thought.
Yes, I don't know what I just said. I apologize.
I think that was Michael's turn for his random thought.
Okay. So, excuse me. So, before we end the podcast, Jenny has a random thought.
Yes, this is my turn for a random thought.
Yes.
Let's see. I need a drum roll here because I've lost my random thought. Okay, my random thought for today is, why is my dog so damn cute?
Oh my god!
You know how they say that dogs are like their owners?
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, I'm not bad looking. I'm pretty cute, so my dog reflects me on that. Point made and proved. Therefore, that's my random thought.
What? Oh my god, a typical dog owner.
I know. I'm in love.
Yeah, Randy is a big boy. That's all I can say. He's a big boy
that protects me everywhere I go.
Yeah, we love big boys. yes, so
we love them big or small. Everyone's a king and a queen. Yeah. A queen and a king.
Maybe that should be the topic for our podcast.
A queen and a queen, or a king and a king, or whatever you want to call yourself.
Yes.
Everyone's welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Some people don't even want to be the king or queen. They want to be the jest, right? The jester. The joker.
I never heard of that, but okay. Yes, definitely. Yes, yes. You do.
Do what makes you happy.
Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast number 2, Sickly Vegans. This is Jenny.
This is a vegan Mike.
And we will see you next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Make sure that you post your questions, concerns, or even criticism. Follow us on Instagram at Sickly Vegans.
Uh-huh.
Email us.
At Sickly Vegans. No, sorry. SicklyVegans@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.